AP Radio News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. It's not supposed to result in any change, but there is a push for some Electoral College electors not to vote today for Donald Trump. Jim Skaggs in Kentucky says he is voting for Trump for president, but he's been asked a lot not to do it.
I would say that probably something like 70,000 upwards emails, several hundred letters, and probably less than 100 phone calls, which I really, really discourage.
Protests are planned in some state capitals. Turkey says about 4,500 people have been evacuated recently from eastern Aleppo in Syria. The fragile ceasefire there has resumed. Winter has an early grip on a big portion of the country. Forecaster Patrick Burke says coats are needed in some southern locations.
Some of the coldest air is near the center of that high in places like Missouri and Iowa, where temperatures are single digits below zero. And then down into even northwest Texas, temperatures are in the lower teens.
With less than a week to go before Christmas, it's going to be a very busy day at the post office and at the stores. Retail analyst Britt Beamer says those who wait to shop and are hoping to save some money.
People have been wanting to buy things, but they wait for the retailers to give them big discounts, 50% off, 50% off, 10, 60% off.
A new survey says nearly 156 million people plan to or are considering taking advantage of sales the day before Christmas. Seven people were rescued early this morning from a cave in southern Indiana. They were treated for hypothermia and exposure. That rescue happened around 3 local time in the morning. Investors seem to be worried over the potential political and economic fallout from China's capture of a U.S. underwater glider. Major stock markets around the world are lower today. We're about 2.5 hours away from the opening bell on Wall Street. This is AP Radio News. Just like the Kardashians now, Zsa Zsa Gabor was famous for being famous.
Look, I'm a fighter.
Gabor died at her Los Angeles home after a heart attack. She was 99. The AP's Hillel Itali reports Gabor made headlines in 1989. She was caught driving with no license and an open container of alcohol in her car.
She got into some kind of an altercation with a policeman and slapped him. And this led to a real circus-like trial, with her cracking jokes all the way through it. It became known, I guess, what the slap heard around the world.
Gabor served 3 days in jail. Zsa Zsa Gabor was married 9 times. Not everyone in the Diker Heights neighborhood in Brooklyn, New York, are saying ho, ho, ho about neighborhood Christmas displays described as big, brash, loud, and over the top. There are blazing lights, giant toy soldiers, piped in Frank Sinatra music. Some residents are hoping for a silent night. Other people say it's Christmas. Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save